Don't be ashamed of your glizzy game.
You
don't be ashamed. Hide that shit.
Bro, you inhale hookers, I inhale glizzy.
I do.
Hey, yo!
Whoa! Hey, yo! What's poppin', people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less with Kaz.
Yeah.
Loki, who's busy.
My fault.
Yeah. And Rosie.
Yeah, you had all this time to dust yourself off.
We had a lot of time to do a lot of shit. We did it at the last one.
Why are you yelling at me?
I always want to point out something I'm doing wrong.
What just happened?
I was just like, nah, as soon as we said, all right, let's go.
What
just
happened?
Lo just started going like this. I'm like,
fidgeting.
Was that a nervous switch?
No, I just had a lot of loose hairs from my beard on my sweatsuit. And
God damn it. What's good, Rosie? How you living?
Poking out. Pause.
I'm good. I'm good. Everything's good. That's Mother's Day weekend's coming up.
Well, Mother's Day weekend has passed.
Has passed.
If you're listening to this one.
This is true.
Definitely. So happy Monday to y'all. Appreciate everybody pulling up. Shout out to Nems. Came through last week. Fantastic guest. Fantastic person. Appreciate all the new subscribers to the show. So if you came here from my Tiki Talk, appreciate it. If you came here from Nems's page, appreciate it. Stick around. I think you'll like what you see. Yeah. And man, appreciate that.
In honor of dedication to Mother's Day weekend that just passed, because this airs on Monday, we have a very special guest in the building.
Extremely special guest.
Extremely special. Very, very, very extremely special.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Extremely special. And she is about to talk to us about motherhood, raising four kids, and how she did all of this. We got Mama Lynch.
We got Mama Lynch.
Sunshine in the building. Follow her on TikTok. She's really big. She's doing her TikTok thing.
Oh, wait, what's the TikTok name?
Follow Mama Sunshine on TikTok.
Mama Sunshine.
Get her up there.
The mother of...
She said, y'all follow me?
The mother of one of the most iconic and influential athletes on the entire planet. The mother of Marshawn Lynch.
Yes, sir.
Mama Lynch joining us on Say Less. First off, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for everything you do as a mother.
Oh no!
Oh no! What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay.
Mama, I'm gonna need you to pick a place and sit down.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. Let's stay.
So we could hear you and we can have a conversation. Yeah, go to your couch, sit down. We're gonna have this conversation. I want to make sure I hear you. I want to make sure it's not choppy. Is your Wi-Fi on?
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, post up. Let's get posted up.
Yeah, post up, mama. There you go.
All right, Rosie, take it away, man. Let's get it.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. You can hear us? No, go ahead.
All right, we got Mama Lynch. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Mother of Marshawn Lynch. I have several questions to ask, obviously, but, first off, just tell us a little bit about your background. Are you born and raised in the Bay Area? Are you also from the town as well?
Okay. Born and raised in Oakland.
Whole life.
California.
Whole life. Never left.
Nice city.
Hello.
So tell me about growing up in Oakland. I spent a little time in Oakland. Several years ago, working on your son's show, No Script, with Marshawn Lynch. And I fell in love with the city. I fell in love with the people. What's it like growing up in Oakland?
Everybody think it's tough, but it's really not. I think we enjoyed it, a lot of things that the kids today don't get to enjoy or, you know, see or participate in. A lot of things like just being outside. So... it wasn't really tough. I mean, I went to a high school where it was a renovated college. So we just had portables. So we called that Portable High, which is the same school that my children attended as well.
Nice. Okay.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have what, four kids?
I do. I have three boys and one girl.
Sheesh.
I was an athlete myself. I ran track as too, you can look up. I still have records, you know, from my
She said, she said, check me out.
I was about to say, like, the apple didn't fall.
She said, I didn't just raise athletes. I am an athlete. Hello.
So tell me about the track and field days. Like, what was that like? You know, like, what was that athletic life like for you growing up in that city?
It was tough because my dad, I don't know if nobody, you guys probably haven't done work to know, but my brother also, my half-brother, he also played in the NFL, Lorenzo Lynch, and he's from Oakland. So I had the opportunity to watch him do it, but he didn't do it like Marshawn did. And I had said if my baby had the opportunity to do it, that I would make sure he did it the right way and the easy way, which is high school, then, you know, university or state.
Yeah.
See, my brother had to backdoor, had to go to the JC's, get the grades right, then go to Sacramento State. So to me, that just took a lot of extra time. So I was the type of mother, I went to school with my kids. And when I say that, my job.
But you was in the back of the classroom, like scoping, like.
Security.
Making sure.
Let me tell you how that worked. So they kept saying he was having a problem in English. So I'm like, well, what time is English? It's at 9:07. I said, well, I'll be there. Then you could just go to school with your kids. It was never a problem. Sign in the office and you go with them to the day. So when we went in the English class, I sat in the front. He was in the back. So I'm like, he in the back of the class? And I'm asking the teacher, is this their assigned seat? And then she do the work, you know, on the board. They have the, you know, the micro board or whatever that they show it on the wall. And so I asked him, I said, can you see that board from back there? He like, no. I said, well, why you never tell the teacher? So I had to take him to Kaiser. He needed some glasses. So I took all of them to Kaiser. And I think three out of my four kids needed glasses. You know, that's something that parents today don't think about. Like, if your kid having a problem in class and can't sit still, then let's see why. So I told the teacher, he can't see the board. He way in the back. Once he got his glasses, and mama was still going here and there, not as much, but I just believe that me staying so active from day one. Now, I always used to tell my children, I'm not going to lose my kids to the streets. And we all know how that can be.
Right.
That's real.
That was on top of it. Yeah. I had good parenting myself. My mom and dad was active in my life. As a matter of fact, I think what got me to seeing things like differently in terms of just like raising your kids to be and do right was my dad never would let me practice with the girls. The only time I got to practice with the girls at track practice was for like the relay. But if it wasn't relay, I had to practice and race with the boys.
Wow.
Mm. Oh.
See, it's a beauty in that.
It is.
There is.
I did my daughter the same way. I put her in the Boys and Girls Club. She would play with the club on Saturdays on the boys' team, and then Tuesday and Thursday she played at the YMCA for the girls. But she was running all over those girls. Even the referee had told me at one point, she said, do you think you can tell your daughter to not be so aggressive? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Nope.
Because my daughter is to basketball what Marshawn was is to football.
All right, so Lady Beast Mode. So we got Lady Beast Mode playing ball, right? And I just became a father for the first time in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So I'm picking all of the parent tips, right? Like I'm watching King Richard, I'm watching LeVar Ball, I'm watching T. Morant, I'm watching everybody. So I'm asking you, you're a former athlete, you know, and you raised an incredible son, incredible family of athletes. In addition to being on top of them, you know, as far as like in school, in addition to making sure your girls are running with the boys and you were running with the boys, like when did you know that your sons had athletic potential and when it was time to really nurture it? Because I put my little basketball in my 5-month-old's crib. And as soon as she grabs it, I'm like, oh yeah, she's ready. She's ready.
Mind you, 5 months, mama, come on.
She's 5 months old, but she grabs it, she plays with it, she loves it. So when did you know your kids had it?
Well, with Marshawn, I want to say probably, you know how you play Pop Warner?
Yes.
And it was like his year, his last year of Pop Warner, then he had to go up to, you know, freshman.
Right.
So I just remember being at one game and one of the mothers came to me and she said, "You don't know what a gym you have over there." And I'm looking at him like, "That little bad boy." And she said, "Mark my words. One day he gonna take care of you."
Man.
I said, "Well, I hope so."
Shit, doing this for nothing.
But they went to Sacramento, which is like 2 hours away from Oakland, to play this team. And this, and they would go down to this team every other year, and they would never win. So he was playing JV. Boy, he ran all over that school. That was like, where did this kid come from? Uh-huh. This couldn't happen. This kid is not real. But they called him a man child when he left high school and got to college because he was always so strong, you know. So
I was about to ask, like, was he? What was Pee Wee Marshawn like? Was he like running through kids like that? Because
he wasn't Pee Wee David. My oldest son is Pee Wee. He hates now.
I mean, Pop Warner Marshawn. My fault. Not Pee Wee Marshawn. How was Pop Warner Marshawn like?
My pumpkin. That's right. But I went to every game. Every game I went to, just about. But this one game was in Sacramento. My car wasn't running good because, you know, I have my hoopty. Yeah. But it would make it to Sacramento. So I said, "I'm going to be right here at the school waiting for you when you get back from the game." And that's when the coaches started coming to me like, "He amazing. He's going to be all right." And some guy joked with me at the school. He was like, "Man, your son's going to be making millions one day." I said, "Well, I'm broke. You think we can get a loan?"
if you believe in that so much.
Let me ask you a question. When those coaches and, you know, the parents started coming to you and speaking so highly of your son, did you sit him down and did you cater to, you know, him and say, like, "Listen, like, we got a shot at something. We got a shot at something beautiful, and I think you have something that a lot of kids don't have." So did you, like, kind of push him a little bit more when people started telling you these things?
I did. Just not a lot, because I still want him to be normal, but I knew that it was getting overwhelming to him when he was in, like, I think he was 11th or it might have been 12th, trying to make a decision on what college he wanted to go to.
Okay.
So Oregon really was recruiting him really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And they was coming to the school, they was talking to him, pulling him out of class, and it had gotten to be too much. And he called me at work. He said, "Mama, come get me." Wow. I said, "From school?" He said, "Yeah, this is too much. These coaches pull out of class."
Oh, no.
I said, "Well, that's what we do." So I had to step in and tell the office to quit letting these coaches come, because they're going to have their time, just like every other school had their time, you know. But they were really recruiting him heavy. And he went to a ride day there. He loved it. Mm-hmm. And I was still living in Oakland, of course. So he came home and made a deal with me. "So, Mama, I'll stay home and play at Cal if you move out of Oakland." I was gone by the end of the month.
She says, "Say less."
So let me ask you a question. Like, I think the statute of limitations on these questions are done by now. But when your son comes up to you and says, "You know, we got to get you out of Oakland," you know what I mean? And these college coaches are willing to do anything to get your son. You know, now there's rules where you can players get kids are getting money and there's NIL and all this other stuff. The statute of limitations on pass. What would these coaches offer Mama Lynch and Marshawn to be like, "Yo, can we please get your son over here at Cal?"
You know what? I'm God first. Sorry. But I would never sell my son out. You know what I mean? I'm God first. And my as a matter of fact, my children, except for my youngest son, Boo Boo, we all were baptized together. You know what I mean? As family. So to hang that over their head was was just like, that's it. That was my weapon. That was my father missing mold right there, where I go to God. Because, you know, he don't want you. He going to be angry if you be bad. You know, I used to try to do all kind of stuff just to get their minds to thinking on another level. Mm. Like, they got a whooping for going to the store. They going, Marsha, I'm going to kill me if he see this.
He going to watch it.
I'm about to say, he going to watch it.
When I lay it down, it's for a reason.
Right.
So him and his sister was outside playing, and that was okay. But then I went to the store with a little boy used to live across the street. This little boy was known for, you know, going in the store, stealing all this. I'll never raise a thief. So when they came from the store, I was standing in the door with the belt. I spanked them. I pulled them up, and I set them on the couch. And they... I said, I'm going to tell you something. Did you have money in your pocket? No. Did you come and ask me for money, or can you go to the store? No. So that's why you got a whooping. And the lesson in it, do not go in nobody's store if you ain't got no money.
Right.
I love hearing stories right. like that, right? Because
right.
It's 2022. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you how a kid never forget what you teach them. Now that happened, right? And when they was in elementary school. So now Marshawn is at Cal. And he'll usually call me on the weekend. What you doing, Mama? Nothing. I ain't, after the game Saturday, nothing. I ain't got nothing planned. He going to, well, the fellas, they all going to the mall. I said, okay, that's cool. Guess what he said?
I ain't going.
I guess I will be going to the mall because I ain't got no money. That baby in that crib.
Just petty.
Oh my goodness!
So just petty.
No, it wasn't petty.
That's a lesson. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, it's 2022. I mean, I would never. I mean, I got a little girl, so I could never even picture this ever. But I was raised like I got whoopings. Like yeah, we all got whoopings growing up. But it built character.
Hold on, Mama. You ever used the sandal, or was it just the belt?
Probably so.
You threw it.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sitting down somewhere.
I don't suggest it. I don't recommend it for all other parents.
Beat your kids. Beat your kids.
If they act up.
Yeah.
Don't just beat them. Just
the thing is, by me having four kids with four different personalities, You learn your kids. Like I knew if Marshawn gets some up to whoop him. Because he's tough.
Yeah. I can tell.
My daughter, I just give her a couple punches in her arm.
She'd be all right. She'd be straight.
Like, well, go walk that off.
I'm about to say, Marshall act up. You got to roll your sleeves up. Like, all right.
I raised nieces and nephews and cousins, too. I raised it.
So, Mama Lynch, real quick. Yes. I'm like kind of the music expertise guy here, and we all know the Bay Area has been very, very influential in hip hop and has created some of the biggest icons. Was that a part of, you know, you're raising your kids, you know, the music in the house and them listening to certain songs before their game?
He's asking you what you listen to when you clean.
No, I'm asking
when you
like,
clean, what was you listening to, Mama?
No, I'm just like trying to make it.
Whispers.
You said the Sam Whispers?
Lamar. Come on now. Oh, I'm old school to the heart. I'm going to see Tony tomorrow. That's another thing. I give my media pass. I'll be all in the back.
I was about to say, I'm sure they'll give you no problems in any place in Oakland. You want to go somewhere, go watch a show, go to, I think you got the golden ticket. Anyway, you go to that city. Man, it's you know, we all know your son is an incredible athlete, but I think what really the country really attracted your son to was his personality.
Yeah.
He's as real as it gets.
Yeah, he got one. Yeah.
He's as real. He's a wild one.
Like me, but I don't know.
But when did you know that your son was, you know, not just a great athlete, but funny, too? I worked with him on the Bleacher Report show and just being around him for about a month straight, just seeing just how, like, engaging and funny he was and all that stuff. Like, when did you know that your son was a little different than all the other kids personality-wise?
Or different than most NFL players and athletes. Oh, God. I'm scared.
Because you know what his thing, he's always like the same. He not changing up for nobody, and he not, as y'all already know, he just kind of stays solid, and that's really what it's about at the end of the day. Just being able, like you say, you don't buy something once if you can't buy it twice. I mean, he makes a lot of sense. And he's been, you know, sharing that with a lot of the athletes, you know, his former and teammates and stuff like that. And they look up to him. You know what I mean? So it's just been a blessing. Because a lot of things that he do in the town, he never come home and say, oh, mama, today I did this. He don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because he don't even want nobody to know that he do half the stuff that he do.
Man, that
he
was...
Look for nobody to pat him on his back. So he got his mama. I'll pat him on the back.
That's right, mama.
Cheerleader.
That's right, mama. We need that. That was one of the biggest things I know. I remember we had to postpone a few shooting dates because he was like, yo, I got my kids today. Not like his kids. He's like, I got my peewee team. I got to go to Oakland. I got to give away these books, these book bags, all this stuff. And we would just sit there and just wait for him to be done. Because the kids, came first for him, especially.
One of my favorite clips that I post every Thanksgiving is a Thanksgiving clip.
Yes. Which one?
Sherman was like, what you doing for Christmas? He's like, we got to get past Thanksgiving first.
Yeah. Like, well, come, we handing out turkey.
Yeah. Hey, he was like, nah, you good, big dog.
But
oh,
I mean.
Oh, God, Dino Brown.
So what?
He is so funny.
He's so charitable too. Like, and like you say, he doesn't say a lot of it, but I got to see it firsthand. And I know he has a legendary level of being a frugal, I'll say. But when it comes to giving away, when it comes to being charitable, there's nothing he won't give.
Frugal is smart to me.
Oh, for sure.
Shit.
Does he get that from you?
Of course.
If you ain't got no money, you ain't going.
Like, what's the one thing you see in your son that when you see it, you automatically say, he got that from me? Or you see yourself?
I can't take all that credit because my grandparents were married for like over 60 years and all the gratitude and love, and they were like first lady and deacon of the church, you know, and when Marshawn does things like that, it just brings, and when I say grandparents, I mean on my mom and my dad's side.
Gotcha.
So that's what I mean when I say grandparents, because we had it, you know, we had a lot of love in the house, and that's what he likes, to be around family. Mm. He loves to be around his family, so.
You know, there's
not just him, all my children. Like my youngest son is playing in San Diego for the Strike Force.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
In the IFL. So I'll be busy.
I'll be busy.
Yeah. Now I got my grandbaby. She's 12.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here with me. So that's a blessing.
That's like grandbaby.
Go.
Hey. Is she on the same path? Is she on the same path as the?
Cool. I'm trying. She's an athlete, though.
Okay.
But I don't know. She likes soccer. I like her with volleyball. And she likes the hurdles in track. So grandma was a track star. That's all right. You could do that.
That's right. You know, this is a very special Mother's Day episode. Just being able to talk to you and, you know, I know my mom's listening, my wife's listening, all this other stuff.
And wish them a very happy Mother's Day from Mama Lynch.
I will, Mama Lynch. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
Just to the moms out here that are going through it, whether they got young kids, older kids, popular kids, not popular kids, successful kids, still figuring it out. You've seen it all. In your utmost motherly wisdom, what's the one piece of advice you can give to all the moms out there that are out there raising young black kids? You know, because it's not easy.
I know it's not easy. My inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of, because I do a lot of motivational speaking. It usually be more in Seattle than anywhere, but I just like to have round tables with young teenage moms, because I was a teenage mom, so I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to bring the young ladies in and, you know, just talk to them and tell them, as I look at it, you know, my grandma always said, well, you made this, you know, mistake, because I was young when I had my oldest son, but I can just remember my grandma said, don't do no more. You know what I mean? It's like living and learning. But I will say to a lot of parents of what I see in today's world, you cannot be, well, you can, but you can't be your kid's friend. You have to be their parent.
First.
I'm parent first.
Yeah.
And then friend. And that's just a bit of advice that I can give, because there's so many young girls and mothers and stuff that they don't really realize it. They don't want you to be their friend. They want you to be their mama, you know, and friend second. So I believe in that.
So you know what? Hold on. I have a question. Yes. 'Cause I was talking about this earlier. Like, you know how we live in a world where parents nowadays, they give their kids options.
Right.
Like, so do you want this for dinner or do you want this?
No.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, look, I'm making what I'm making, and that's what you're going to eat.
That's the business.
But nowadays, it's like, do you want to wear this to school? Or you want to wear? You're going to wear this because I chose it and this is what you're doing.
That's my granddaughter at that age. She says she's pre-teen. I told her, I don't care what you are. I'm the pre-one in charge in here.
Mama Lynch, give me a story about your son Marshawn. I know you already mentioned about a time you had to discipline him for stealing, whatever.
He gonna curse. He gonna be like, really?
No, he didn't steal.
Oh, he went to the store with no money.
He went to the store
and he ain't asking for permission.
He went to the store with a bunch of the thieves.
With the delinquents.
With the delinquents. And that's why she got mad.
With a little badass kiss from the block.
Could you share another story when you absolutely had to get in your son's behind, yo? Because I feel like all of us share like whooping war stories.
About, once she gets off, we about to share.
We about to share our stories.
We about to share war stories with our moms. Because listen,
but it gives you character. It gives you character out here. Do you remember a time where you didn't want to do it, but you had to take that belt off and be like, "Come here, boy."
What about even now as an adult?
I do, and I don't even know if he got it, but he probably didn't get it. But we lived in the projects. Of course, we did. Mm-hmm. So there was this lady who everybody called her auntie. But this day, Marshawn wanted to whistle at her. And I felt like that was so disrespectful. I said, you whistle at a dog. And he did get the major whooping. He swear that I whooped him for everything, but I didn't. You know, like I said, if you have four kids, like one of your kids, you know, like, boo-boo, if I holler at him, he going to go high. That's it. Oh, I done hurt his feelings. But Marshawn was the one you had to show.
Is he your second child?
Marshawn is my second.
Okay, they have a myth about the second child doesn't care about nothing. It was like a meme. They were like, look at your second child right now. They don't care about shit.
And the thing about that was like, because I, you know, had to work 2 or 3 jobs, we didn't even have a lot of money, you know. But I can remember every single time Marshawn needed shoes because he was rough. So he needed them before anybody. So I can remember me telling him, and it happened more than once. That's why it's such, you know, it holds so dear to my heart. And if I would say, Marshawn, we can't get your shoes this week, but we'll get next week when I get paid, he would always be like, okay, mama, that's fine. He was my easygoing, like, okay.
Everything was just like, all right.
He didn't get a whooper for this, but this is how you never, ever, ever break a kid's dreams, no matter what their dream is. So I can remember picking him up in football practice. And of course, we had to use my mom part because mine weren't working. But I can just remember looking in the rearview mirror, and he was just looking out the window, like looking into the sky, looking. And I'm like saying to myself, I wonder what's on this kid's mind. Like, what is he thinking about? So I said, Marshawn, what you thinking about? You know what he told me?
What?
He said, mama, when I get grown, I'm going to the NFL and I'm going to buy you a house. And I told my baby, dreams come true. And your dream is just as important as any other dream. So we going to fight for that dream. And look at that, mama. We made it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So the Skittles. I
Hold on, mama. Real quick. Hold on. Wait. Wait. Before you do it, show mama this. Where the camera at?
We can't correct. Hey, no, we can't correct.
Hold on. Also, I know you got some sunflower seeds. Don't do that.
I do got some.
I know you do.
Mama, let me ask you a question real quick.
No, wait, the Skittles. Okay. What was you going to say about Skittles?
Go about the Skittles.
So, Marshawn, he started Pop Warner like really late, like maybe 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
So he would be like real nervous before the game. He'd be like, my stomach hurt. And I'm looking like, what can I get? And I had a bag of Skittles. I said, look, check this out, baby. These your power pellets. Eat them up.
Yo, what?
Your power palette.
Your power palette?
That's so, why I'm like, why is everybody saying
that? Mama, what?
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me ever since Pop Warner, he believes to this day that them fruit snacks right there are his power.
You know what's crazy?
I believe
that he believes it gives him power.
When your mother tells you something, it sticks with you, whether it's fact or fiction.
That's why he eats Skittles.
I cannot even deny that. And I feel like, here's what I feel like after hearing all these stories, right? You know, mothers.
That's crazy.
Mothers instill fear in you sometimes, or they instill power in you.
Right.
So I feel like now, after hearing all these stories, after remembering all the historic, crazy runs your son has done, I feel like that man is running from you to get to the end zone. Every time he got a whooping. And as soon as you know, Wilson gave him the ball or whomever,
he said,
Mama right behind me, and I got to get to that end zone. I feel like that you've instilled that fear in him to this very day, because my dad is like that.
Mama had it too, because she looked up at me, and I looked at her like,
who?
Why your boy didn't run it? He didn't give it to my boy. Why your boy didn't run it?
Hold on. I know exactly what she's talking about.
So you talked to Russell Wilson's mama about this.
No. When he threw the ball and it got intercepted,
yes.
I was sitting like right close to her.
She looked at her. And mama literally looked back like, hello.
She looked up at me and I was like, why your boy didn't run? You didn't give it to my boy.
Wait.
Yo, his mama beef? Wait.
His own mama didn't know why he didn't hand it off to your son? That is hilarious, yo.
I kind of reminded her.
I did the right thing. I gave her the look. But she can't talk to her son.
And us moms are still close. Me and Mama Bennett, Mama Sherman,
nice.
Mama Thomas.
Nice.
Listen, that Seahawks team is one of the more iconic teams of the past, like, decade. From Wilson, yes. The Legion of Boom, your yes. son, like, yes. took Brady to the brink, won a Super Bowl. You know, that team is going to go down in history of one of, like, the more memorable teams in the past several decades in the NFL. But in addition to all
and
that.
Time being able to go back and play with them after they didn't give them the ball. How would I deny that? Okay, there's some. Sorry.
It's all good. A lot of us lost money that day when they didn't hand the ball off to your son. So it is.
Let me. And
she looking like I did too. Like, hello. Hello. So good.
There it is. We see
there
it though.
We go.
And let me. You know, speaking of the Seahawks, let me ask you, like, what the relationship that you have with Pete Carroll, like the head coach, like how were you guys close? Were you guys?
Oh, PDP. I call him my PDP.
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 There you go. Enough said.
Like the first time I went into his office, I said he had enough bubble gum in there to start a bubblicious food farm. But he told me, he said, Mama, I tried to get Marshawn from Buffalo like 6 times and they wouldn't give him to me. And I was saying, God had his timing. Right. So I like Pete. Me and Mark is good too. We're good friends. Good.
Nice. Yeah, shout out to the Raiders. Listen, after all that time in Seattle, you got to come home to Oakland, play for the Raiders, come out of retirement. Like, and by the time Marshawn came back, I didn't even know Marshawn was going to play football again. But by the time he came back, he looked like he didn't miss a beat. and you got to play for your hometown. Like, I know it's making it in the NFL is a great accomplishment, but making it in the NFL, playing for the team you probably grew up rooting for, your hometown team, you know exactly how much your son means to that neighborhood, that city. How did that feel like when he came home, played that last season of Oakland football in Oakland?
We were in a suite then, so it was really good. But I wouldn't stay in the suite. I wanted to go up to the nosebleed. I used to go up there and take pictures and all that. So
Speaking of nosebleeds, what happened that day? What was the day that he got ejected and he went to the stands to watch the game?
Yes.
When he put his hands on the ref. Yeah.
Was you there, Mama?
No.
You seem very upset about that one. Yeah.
No, I don't think I went to that game. It was a home game.
I just thought it was funny that he sat and watched it.
Wait, okay, as a mother, seeing that.
And then got on the board train.
That's what I'm saying. He got on the train and went home.
But wait, as a mother. And
what did you say to him?
Were you disappointed?
Yeah.
You were?
I was a little. But, at some point, you got to be like, you know what, this is a man. He going to make his own
mistakes
or whatever it is, you know. But I think if it was some way it could have played over, I don't think it would have happened like that.
Right. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mama Lynch, yes. you are.
Yes, baby.
I'm so close to you now. I'm just like, oh man, she reminds me of you. Remind me of my mama. That's
She's
why I'm
the
like,
best.
Thank you.
Man, you as amazing things that your son has done on the field, I believe his real impact has come off the field, whether it's been just his personality, his business acumen, just, you know, how much people just love him. Like he's like,
you know what? And it's the honest truth. With Marshawn, you're going to either love him or hate him.
Yep.
No gray. Ain't no gray.
You need to be like a fan. You'd be like, I love this guy or ooh, I can't. It's going to be one or the other.
And the good thing about it is, though, you never wonder where you stand with him either. Like, if he likes you, you'll know. If he doesn't like you, you will also know.
And yes, that's true.
So, I mean, just as far as, you know, football aside, I truly think his legacy is going to outlive him with what he does off the field, with being a part owner of the Kraken, being a pitch man, just being an incredible businessman, incredible personality, you know, and he had an incredible speech.
Yes,
Vegas as well. He had an incredible press conference.
You forgot some shit.
Hey, listen, I had the whole... Jake
Mama
sent me
said
the
you
list.
Forgot some shit. Hold on.
Jake sent me the whole portfolio. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of stuff.
She gonna remind you, though.
Just a little bit.
Marshawn had a press conference. I think it was his last press conference. And you could tell he wasn't really paying attention to anything when he was saying it. But he makes sure he ended. He's like, everybody listen up. He's like, all these players out here, he said three things. Take care of your month, take care of your mental, take care of your money, take care of your chicken, right? Like, and that is a mantra. Take care of your mentals, take care of your money, take care of your chicken. And that is a mantra that I only don't live by. A lot of us live by. Just seeing what he's done off the field as an ambassador to the game, the NFLPA, everything he's done. How proud are you as a mama? It's Mother's Day. A lot of moms are going to listen to this episode. You raised an iconic son. It is not an easy thing to do.
And a fine one. Absolutely. Sorry. Just have to put that in there. Sorry. My bad. All right. My bad. Sorry. She says her sons are fine. I'm sorry.
I would do it.
What'd you say, Mama?
If I had to do it all over again, I would do it.
Nice.
Man, listen. You are.
But all my children have good hearts like that. They all have big hearts.
Listen,
they got their mama heart.
You know exactly. You could tell a lot about a person
by their mother,
by the person that raised them, and I can already tell that obviously the apple didn't fall too far from the tree when it came to Marshawn. He's an incredible human. You're an incredible human.
Thank
I already
you.
Feel I feel the love from all the way across the country. You're all the way in California, and I still feel it.
Miss, oh, Mrs. Hug.
Miss Lynch, Miss Lynch, before we let you go, I think this is going to be the question that all mothers love to reveal about their kids. One thing that America does not know about Marshawn Lynch, one thing that we would not expect or we would not even think of. What's one thing about your son that no one really knows or expects?
Marshawn is extremely shy. Mm. He may not show it, but he's really shy. Like, very.
Really shy.
He is very shy.
Well, we could tell. I mean,
his
know.
Heart's so big that it covers it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, he's an incredible human.
We appreciate you, man. This is, you know,
you.
I'm sure you get asked to get talked to all the time in interviews and this, that, and the third. So we appreciate you for coming down and speaking with us on a very, very special Mother's Day.
Thank
so
you.
We hope you had a great Mother's Day.
No, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Thank
we
you.
Know.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Appreciate
yes,
you.
Be blessed.
You
bye,
too.
Mama.
Thank you.
You too, Mama. You take care, right? Enjoy your weekend.
Bye, Billy. You so stupid.
Bye,
hey.
Bye, bye.
Hey.
You so stupid.
That is the wonderful Mama Lynch joining us on a special Mother's Day episode. What? Was she saying something? Oh, all right.
Oh, that's the granddaughter.
Oh, hey.
I thought that was a granddaughter.
Fantastic. That was fantastic, man. Thank you so much to Mama Lynch and to all the moms out there, the incredible mothers. You know, I know it's a very... It's a great day. It's a difficult day.
She's
in the field. My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, your son did not skimp on the house. I see that.
There you go.
Hello. I love it.
I love it, yo. My goodness. Shout out to Mama Lynch. I know Mother's Day could be a lot of things to a lot of people, and we're hoping that folks that listen to this episode, you take this, enjoy it, you know, just give you something to smile about, you know, today. You know, it's days like the holidays just in general, you know, can feel a lot of ways to a lot of people. So I just hope that folks listen to this, feel good, enjoy it, appreciate it. You know, my brother Lo, who I love so very, very much, you know, is, I know today's a difficult weekend as well, but you know, just know we love you. You know what I'm saying? We love Mama Ivy as well, you know? Of course, bro.
It is what it is.
I know. You do it all without breaking a sweat. Like being a boss exec, to Tuesday tennis, to homework. Why do the kids have so much homework? Family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the vet, and a weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you do it all in style. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' orchestra recitals, not to mention your side hustle, that's why we created the fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. With premium features like a panoramic moonroof, ample cargo space, and available massaging front seats to bring the ease of luxury to your everyday. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you take on life and all the chaos that may come with it in style. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information. Love you, man. And she's so proud of you, bro. Like, she's
yeah.
I don't want to pull you too out of your mood and too out of your joint.
It's just funny because I want to know the stories. I want her to tell stories.
Yeah.
If I could bring Mama Low down, I want stories.
I know.
Nah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She came to like Duce Paloozas. She was just there.
She was always there, bro.
That's my nigga.
That's such a low thing to say.
She was though,
to end it like that.
she was so down, man. Like, and she was so supportive, and we miss her every day, and we love her every day. And I know it's a difficult day for you, so I just want to say I appreciate you just even having the strength to even do this type of episode, because I know you personally, and I know how hard it is. But I love you, you know. And
I love you too, though. Don't exclude me, guys.
Well, we both.
The fuck. Talk about yourself. Talk for us.
We love you. Everybody in here loves you.
What the fuck?
Mama Ivy as well. And yeah, man.
It's just, you know, you know, anybody struggling with the loss of a loved one, a father or mother, whatever the case is, you know, these holidays are
kind
of just tough. But you don't want to bring down the morale or the energy that people want to celebrate their moms, and it's beautiful to see.
I just be staying home and shit.
You know, I stay out the way when it comes to like a Christmas or Mother's Day or whatever the case is.
I feel like that on Father's Day. Also.
As you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the world doesn't stop, but the love doesn't stop either. So, you know, I try not to disappoint my mom as she sees and, you know, what I'm trying to deal with or whatever the case is. But, you know, it is what it is. She had her time, you know, married 35 years. You know, on this earth for over 60 years, and, you know, she saw the world. My father showered her with love. Me and my sister showered her with love, and, you know, she left loved, you know, led a great, great career in Franklin, New Jersey at Franklin High School. You know, a lot of kids, you know, became beautiful people because of her. So nothing is left in vain. Nothing is, you know, we don't regret. You know, she doesn't regret. She did everything she could. And more. So
let me tell you something about Mama Ivy. I got to meet her a handful of times. But the one thing I know about your mom is that her work that she did with so many kids, people that I knew for years that didn't even know you.
Right.
But when like I posted about you, came to me and was like, man, you don't understand, like this woman was so wonderful,
right,
and so incredible. And I would say this, you know, because I don't want to get you too out of your mold. The value of life, man, is your legacy and what you leave behind. And the one thing I know about your mom, she left so much love out there.
Yeah.
And values,
yeah,
and morals,
yeah,
and ways to live your life every day.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about, I'm learning now, raising my own daughter,
yeah,
is just, that's all you really want to do.
Yeah,
all you want to do, because you know we're all gonna have our time.
The script is written. The script is already written for yourself.
We're all gonna have our time.
Yeah.
And God willing, you go before they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And when that time comes, you want to make sure I did everything I could to make sure that they're.
I know Rosie was asking for a story, so I'll give you one.
Mm.
We were out to dinner. It was me. I think it was somebody's birthday. I think it was like my sister's birthday or my father. Like, it was somebody's birthday. So right. it was the Outback Steakhouse where we used to live in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, and one of her former students was one of the waiters, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, she was like, you know, this is my son, and he does this and does that, this and the third. He was like, oh, what's your name? I was like, oh, yeah, my name is Lo. So I started talking with the dude and this, that, and the third. I sit down, he leaves. She pulls me aside. She was like, come on, let me talk to you real quick. I was like, what's up? She didn't say it in front of anybody. She said it in my ear. She was like, if I ever hear you introduce yourself as Low Key, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Your name is Nile Taylor Ivy.
Damn, I didn't even know your middle name was Taylor.
Taylor. Yeah, we know Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor is
I know
from
Taylor
my,
because of your mom.
Taylor's from my father's side. Yeah. So Taylor was, I think, my grandmother's name, then my father inherited from his middle name, then I have it, then my niece's name is Taylor.
Copy.
So it's a family name. But she was like, yeah, your name is Nile Taylor Ivy. Don't ever let me hear you introduce yourself as Low Key.
Ain't no Mama Ivy, don't play.
I don't know Low Key. I know Nile.
And she was like, don't ever, ever. So, like, when people, like, meet me and, like, we're at Sahara or, like, you know, Lap or whatever, they're like, oh, it's my friend, Lo. Like, no, no, no.
I'm Niall.
My name is Niall. That's right. You can call me Lo if you want.
So it's like a Marshawn story.
Yes.
No, no, no. I can't like, go. Yeah, I guess I can't go. I ain't got no money.
Yeah. I'm not Lo. I'm Niall. So, yeah. This,
don't talk to me like that. Yeah. I'm so, Niall.
That's the funniest. That's one of the funniest stories. That
I'll end it like this, man. The last time I saw your mom was at Palooza. And she was in, was it Webster Hall?
It's funny because it was always your mom and Rory's dad.
And Rory's dad, yeah.
And actually, and like,
drinking the beer.
And I was going to say that.
Drinking beer.
I'm glad you ended it off. And Wolf, I'll send you the, I still have that, I watch that video every birthday and every Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Or I'll post it. So Wolf, I'll send you the video and we could pull up, you know, put the clip up and end it like that. But yeah, you know, I appreciate y'all for, I almost didn't do this episode.
I know.
I almost didn't do it.
It's been hard.
We both pushed and pulled.
I appreciate you guys, man. I really do.
I almost was like, fuck it. Y'all just gonna have to do it without me. But
and I love you, mom.
But didn't that bring you some happiness though?
Mama Lynch is like, your
black mom.
But like Rosie, that's the duality with it. It's like
double-edged sword.
Yeah, like the catch-22. It's like,
yeah, it makes you happy, like, but it's also like, yo, damn, it's happy. I'm sad.
Like, damn, like, yo, hearing a story about somebody that's so magnificent, so, you know, iconic, and watching, you know, someone discuss that, right? And then you see certain, like, you know, things, or you hear certain things that my mom would say, or certain things that me and her went through.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I was shy growing up. Yeah. Y'all wouldn't notice this, like, because, yeah, this is what we do, this whatever. Like, yeah, I was shy growing up, and I was the easygoing kid. Like, all right, cool, whatever. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was nice to see, but, yeah, it was like, fuck.
So you want to know what's fucked up? Oh, my God. Not to make this show any darker right now.
It's not dark. But what I'm going to say is
and you'd be surprised.
I know, but it's not like a tit for tat. It's nothing like that. My father passed the night before Father's Day. He passed at like 10 p.m. The next day was Father's Day. Do you understand what it was like to, like, it's Father's Day the next day and I'm dealing with like
the anniversary. He died the night before.
So the next year for the anniversary, his first year anniversary was on Father's Day.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, guy, you got a twisted sense of humor, dog.
Bro, I hate Christmas now.
I
hate Cinco de Mayo.
My mom died on Christmas Eve.
I will never celebrate Cinco de Mayo again.
Bro, Christmas Eve ain't shit to me no more.
Yeah, fuck Christmas Eve.
We would go around and look at the houses in our neighborhood and look at the lights and the trees. And, you know, I would love putting up the Christmas tree. And, like, me and my dad would go get the tree. And then she would has the decorations. And I still have a decoration from, like, when I was in third grade.
No, you know what the difference is, though? Okay, she died on Christmas Eve, but she loved Christmas, right? Because y'all would do shit together. So I think it's a form of celebration.
No, it isn't. And me and my sister.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you shouldn't hate it. Because she actually passed on something that she loved. Like, she loved that time.
But it's just like, I can't look at that shit the same no more. Like, Christmas Eve, like, bro, it's tough to do.
I can't look at
it. I'll put it like this,
never mind, I'm not
going
to say what I was going
to
say.
It's tough to do it.
Nah, man, there's definitely, you know. Again, not to make it even, but damn, this is a...
Not me, but bro, like, sometimes, all right, but cool, yeah, like, last week we had a funny-ass break, we had a lot of fun last week, all right, cool.
We get real this week. You
we
know,
can do a 180,
when my father
people
passed,
are dealing with this shit, too.
1,000%. When my father passed away, man, I was in the same boat, bro, and I still kind of am. Like, certain days, you know, my dad passed away early January.
I was thinking, we was there. We was all at the hospital with you.
Yeah. And you know, it's still a rough time around that because it's after all the holidays and it's the beginning of the year and you can't like start off a year without a reminder that he's not there.
Right.
But what I will say is as the days go by, as the years go by, you start to have to find those reasons to kind of elevate. You know, and find reasons to be able to celebrate the people that you lose and live there and have their legacy live on, you know, and between, you know, my daughter and just being around more people and just being somebody who I would want my dad to look down and be like, I'm proud of the guy that I raised. I would just say like this, man, like it's never going to get easier, but you definitely find better ways to deal with it. You find ways to kind of like be a little bit more in your soul. You'll find places in your soul that you never thought even existed, whether it's through therapy, whether it's through your friends, whether it's through the people that you love. Like, you'll find pieces of your soul where you could finally like go back. Like, for a while, like, I couldn't look at photos, I couldn't look at videos, I couldn't do a lot of things without breaking down. And you know, eventually you get to a point where it's never easy, but you have a better way of dealing with it, and you find more reasons to be a little bit more exalting and celebratory.
And I'll say this.
And it's hard, but.
And I'm learning it day by day. There's no time restriction on grief.
Mm-hmm.
Your grief time limit is, it doesn't expire.
No. I know old people who still, at the thought of their wife, thought of their kids, anybody who leaves you that left a mark on you, it's always going to be.
Whatever your grief limit is your grief limit. Whatever you want to do is totally up to you. And grief is, you know, we call it a luxury. Grief is just an experience.
I read a quote that I'm probably going to butcher, but it was along the lines of grief is a blessing because it's how we show that the people that was in our lives left a mark there.
Yeah.
And no matter how bad grief is, what's worse than grief is forgetting.
Even resentment.
Resentment. There's so many things worse than grief.
Yeah.
Like, grief is a blessing. Like, the fact that you can look back and have fond memories of people, have photos, have videos, and it still makes you feel something every time you see it.
It's also a thing of like, when people leave your life, you look at certain people in your life as superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So when that superhero leaves you, you get angry, you get frustrated, you get confused, and it's just like there's no answer that is ever, ever going to satisfy your questioning.
Right.
And the older you get, the longer it gets, those things start to simmer away and you start to just accept. But when a superhero leaves, like when they leave, a certain part of this leaves. And I know she's dealing with shit. And I'm dealing with shit. I know you're dealing with shit. But I don't have answers, and I don't want answers. I got a deal, just like you dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning to deal. I'm learning to deal with my family. I'm learning to deal with my friends. And I encourage anyone out there right now that's going through the same shit we're going through or has been through the same shit that we went through to just be grateful to yourself and be grateful to the people around you, to love the people around you, and try to figure it out. And that's it.
I know you walked off earlier, but we'll...
I know. I did walk off. yesterday, I lost a very, very, very good friend. And he was probably... He's a great friend to everybody. He was a great person. And I'm not just... Like, you know, usually when people die, and all of a sudden they're... An angel? No, he was that.
Right.
Already. He was a life coach. He was a mentor. He was a life coach, a mentor, like a therapist. Like, let me say something. I've known that man 14 years. No, 10. Mm-hmm. 10, 12. 12 years. There's not one call he never answered. Mm. FaceTime, he could be with his new bitch. And like he did not give a fuck. Right. He'd be like, yo, this is Rosie, right, just talk to me. He never didn't answer my call, ever, ever. And if he actually did, maybe once or twice, call me right back.
Call you right back, yeah.
So it's like...
I can count the amount of friends I have like that on one hand.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them.
There's not a lot.
And there's so many things, like he's the person you call for anything, like, and it's crazy because right now y'all probably on social media and y'all keep seeing it because that's how dope he was. Everybody knew him, everybody fucked with him, like, and he passed away yesterday, so that's why I walked off and I'm fucked up about it. But I do love him dearly still, and I just want to say rest in peace to him. And I don't know, I just feel like we need to be more, and not even okay, so in the same sentence, not we need to tell people we love them more, because me and him always said I love you. Like, if I show you our messages, it's like, bullshit, I love you. Love
I
you too.
I see y'all pictures, man.
Love you. Love you more. Love you more. Right, like, it's okay. But in between that bullshit is like, don't be afraid to tell that to your friends, bro. Like, I cannot stand people that are just like, yeah, okay, yeah, I see you, my dog. No. Mm. Like, damn, I can't say what I want to say. But I know a lot of men that are like the most gangsta hoodest dudes, and I hear them on the phone with their friends.
Honestly,
I have not heard that man say not I love you to one person. So it's like I respect that. I love that. I like friendships that are like, I love you. Mm-hmm. Get home safe, please. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hit me, whatever.
Right. Yeah. I've definitely been more intentional about that with my friends, and just knowing the people I've lost in the past several years, and just knowing just how unpredictable life is right now. Like,
and also this episode tracks because it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right.
And Suicide Prevention Month, right?
Right, yeah.
I believe. So it's like, it tracks, but it's just like, he didn't commit suicide, none of that, but it's just also like, it's okay to show love.
Yeah.
And it's okay to express that and let people know you care. Because if something, God forbid, happened to any of y'all friends, like what happened to mine, He knew I loved him, so I'm good.
Right, that's all you want.
We love the fuck
day,
out
man.
Each other. Like that video you saw, I was at Coppelia minding my business, And he came up and choked me, and I was like, "Who the fuck is it?" And I was like, "What the fuck?" I turned around, he's like, "It's me, motherfucker." What the fuck? I was like, "Oh my god, like, where have you been?" I love him. I love him to death, and so many people have been calling me because they know he was a sober man, didn't do any drugs, didn't drink. Mm-hmm. He's also a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You remember that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he would go out with shit just because of me. He'd be like, all right, you want to go? Let's go. And he would just sit there and drink his fucking little water.
Mm-hmm. That's
stupid little water.
That's what friends do. Like, Kaz don't smoke an ounce of hookah, but he'll pull up the side.
I only smoke with you, bro. that's what we do.
That's the only time I smoke weed.
That's what my bro likes, so that's what we do.
If Kaz got weed, and it's like, he's literally the only person I would smoke with. And I literally will run from weed. But if Kaz got it, I'm like, nah.
I'm like, we in the house. We ain't going.
Watch a little South Park.
Yeah, I want a little South Park. Like, all right. Like,
I'll never forget when Logan High was like, this is so offensive. No. We were at Kessa's basement. We made Lil watch one episode. He's like, bro, this is literally so offensive. Why do y'all watch this? I'm like, because it's funny.
Like a soccer mom. No, but like,
he was high like,
he's always so like when Kaz had his other crib in Jersey, what was it?
Cliffside Park. Yeah.
Right. So
that was the place we watched it in.
Yes.
Lo was mad offended by South Park.
There was another time, but I remember that night. Yeah, I was hot too.
He took two pulls and was like, this is mad offensive. Why are we watching this?
Bro, and that Joe Uriamani made the other night was.
And me and Kaz were like, because it's funny.
Bro, I wish I could really tell that story. But that joke was A1. That was A1. Anyway, so yeah. We're at Kaz's old crib, right? So it was me, him, my ex-girl, and you know, his wife. So we're on a couch, and Kaz always just trying to put the weed in the hookah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, keep that shit away. Y'all smoke, I'll smoke my shit.
Right.
One night I was feeling froggy. I was like, yo, you know what?
Yo, put that shit in there, my nigga. Sprinkle that in there.
Before you finish the story, right, let me say, in hindsight, terrible idea. Terrible idea.
Horrible.
Because, like, I was just, you know, it was the beginning of the pandemic. We were all experimenting with shit.
I think we were watching, like, we were watching Lovecraft Country or whatever.
We were watching Lovecraft Country.
I like, that was a good show.
That was a fire show.
Good
show. Fire,
And, yeah, we were,
it was
you
like
know,
one in the morning. We were on the couch.
It was super late. It was a Sunday.
We just
shut that's when it came on.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
It came on, like, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
It was every Sunday, it was that and the... I may destroy you.
I may destroy you. Right.
I think we had went out.
It was a ritual, and then P Valley came on.
We went out to Mama Juana's.
Yes, and then so we were like, we were feeling good.
And I was in, it was in the early pandemic stage. We didn't know what the hell was going on. So I'm like, you know,
that was what I was saying at you. I was like, 5 days a week.
We pretty much lived together. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm Googling, like, how do you put the weed in the hookah?
Yeah.
So I Google it. I'm like, all right, so to grind a little bit of this, sprinkle it into that, mush. I did it one time, and I was
gone.
Hooked.
And that's how you were trying to sell it to me. You was like, yo, low.
So then I was like, yeah.
I did this shit before, bro. Just try it. And it's been like several weeks you were trying to give it. I'm like, nigga, get that shit on my face. Yeah. No.
It doesn't get you super cooked. It just gets you cooked quickly.
But
first of all, what are you, 21?
Yo, during the pandemic, all were 21.
We all were doing shit.
We wouldn't supposed to be.
Cass turned into a Long Island drinker so fast.
Bro.
What are you, 21?
During the pandemic.
I want to get fucked up fast. Give me all seven liquors that's in your speed rack. Put that shit together.
During the pandemic.
And throw some coke on top.
I don't judge anybody what they did during the pandemic.
We were doing a lot of shit we weren't supposed to be doing. That's why I said, fuck it.
He's been trying to get fucked up fast, and that's weird.
All right, so the night
we're already home. We're gonna get fucked up fast.
We were
anyway.
Bread. We were doing all types of dumb shit in the beginning of the pandemic.
So all right, so
I'm like fucking low. I got your hookah.
And so I'm like, all right, fuck it. So
Razzle dazzle some
so
shit
he,
on yo, it.
So he made it. He made the hookah, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's. And I think I had ordered food after or whatever. So I take like 3 puffs.
Oh my God.
And I sit down for like 10 minutes and I'm like, and I pop up. Y'all mad hungry. Bro, I pop up so fast and I think I had a sandwich in there from the other day.
Bro.
That I took a bite out.
I don't even think you warmed it up.
Bro, I unwrapped that shit.
First of all, I'm. Full disclosure, I don't warm up sandwiches.
Well, no, it was a sandwich.
I don't warm up any sandwich.
You just like cold sandwiches?
Well, the thing is, if you get a warm sandwich, right, at the beginning, and you take a couple bites, and then it's just a cold cut then. It's fine. If you warm it up, the bread is hard and it gets soggy. It's weird. Shit happens.
My shit was cold. It was from Blimpy. I know that's disgusting, but shit was hitting.
It's
story. Well,
I have a basic palate.
I do. Very basic.
It was chicken tenders in it?
Nah. It was ham, cheese, and lettuce. And it was so
equivalent. That's a chicken nugget equivalent sandwich.
Yes. Bro, there was no oregano. There was no vinegar. It was ham, cheese, lettuce, and mayonnaise. And it was hitting.
Straight latchkey kid, yo.
It was 1:30 in the morning. I opened that fridge. I cleared that shit in 5 minutes. Bro, I woke up the next day. My stomach was in knots.
God damn.
My stomach was in knots. And that's all to say... I don't smoke weed with a hookah anymore. That shit fucked my
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You think that's what fucked up your stomach?
No.
And not the damn terrible blimpy that you got.
It was the blimpy.
Not the blimpy with
the processed ham.
I don't even trust that goddamn blimpy.
And I say all that to say, that's why I don't smoke hookah with weed. First of all, it was not that. It was definitely when you digested.
It was the processed ham, the stale ass cheese, but that shit was hitting in the moment.
Exactly.
And a shot of Jameson to finish it off.
Listen, I
deserve the stomach enough.
I don't judge nobody.
You should have dipped your sandwich in the Jameson. Like how you dug cookies and milk.
Or you did. Did you see the guy that dug the hot dog and the beer? At the Yankees game?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I did the glizzy and
the beer. I didn't see that, but I would do it. I'm going to do it next time I go to
the
Yankee game.
The glizzy and the beer?
The glizzy and the beer.
I'm going to do it. Why not?
Nah,
it all goes down the same pipe. I'm going to do it.
Pause. I love
pause. Like, hey, yo.
But it doesn't. I love a good glizzy, bro.
I love a good glizzy.
Yeah. Especially like a good glizzy where
I don't give a fuck. Yes, I go to Westville and I order 2 glizzies.
Yeah,
with the mustard.
Hey,
yes, bro.
Glocks with the 2 Glocks. Yeah. 2 Glocks with the dressing.
Yeah.
Give me some French fries too.
Listen, Don't be ashamed of your glizzy. Your glizzy game.
Don't be ashamed. Hide that shit.
Bro, you inhale hookers. Bro. I inhale glizzy.
I do. Hey, fucking yo. You inhale glizzies?
Bro,
I can't even do that.
We was crying too much. Niggas, it's got to get inappropriate.
I know.
It's got to get inappropriate.
But I can inhale glizzies and you can. That's different.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you know what? See, I was going to say something.
There was a way.
I was going to say something.
Just do it. Just do it. Go ahead. Do it. I bet you won't do it.
I'm about to say it, but
go ahead. Do it.
Might as well.
Do it right now.
No.
Say it.
Your throat game trash?
Hey, yo. Not even no glizzies.
I told you I didn't want to say it.
Hey, you want his number?
No, no.
All right, man. I think
now it's not the end. Now I'm starting to get back in.
Now we're back in.
I'm saying.
No, I'm good.
You want some references?
No, yo.
It's like a job application. There's references, motherfucker. Yo, you know what's funny about this pod?
Hey, y'all. When you open a crispy chicken sandwich bag, the steam that comes out is the best surprise, all right? There's so many things to love about the McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich. It's the best place to get one, whether it's the buttery bun or it's the crispy crumbs, whether it's the juicy, tender tastiness of the McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich. Make sure you use the McDonald's app and get one today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
You know what's funny about being a woman on a pod with two men? This is where we draw the line.
Hey, you set the standard. That's what I'm saying. If you know,
but then I say some wild shit, y'all like, oh.
I'll be trying not to say some wild shit.
I don't give a fuck.
We clearly know that.
You know that. So it's like, when we draw the line,
Rosie, the line is so dumb.
We done crossed that shit so many times.
Rosie, the perception of line crossing with us is not the same as the viewer and the listener.
Fuck them viewers. You said that last week. You say you don't care about so-and-so in Kansas City, blah, blah, blah. You said that.
This is true. You did say this.
You said that.
Yeah, I did say
that. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. All right, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. So viewers.
Null and void.
You either fucking with us or you're not. But at the same time, understand, I'm a woman with two men.
This is true.
You're not really a woman.
You keep saying that, but I am.
In a sense of thought.
But I really am.
And not,
you always say that until you see me around another woman and you're like, I didn't know this side of you. I'm like, because I can't bring it out with you guys.
Lo said that shit the other day. I was like, I forgot you had to.
This is what I'm saying.
Bro, she's
Hold on, where did those come from? This is what I'm talking about. We went to Rory's birthday, right? We went to Rory's birthday. Hold on.
Right, I just get up.
I'm just doing normal people shit. I get up to get a plate.
Yeah.
He said, oh my God, I forget you got titties. Wait, what?
Bro, she had this like black wife beater on. Meanwhile, she also looked like she was going to the Met Gala of hookah on Dykeman.
That was actually a beautiful jacket.
I like that. So she stands up and I'm just like, and I look up, I'm like, Where did the balloons come from? And then I'm like, why are your nipples hard? Like,
well, first of all,
you're in a room full of friends. Like, who's in here trying you on?
She can't control the nipple hard.
I will say one thing. I will say one thing. No, the nipples are...
It was warm as shit.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Just turn on
God
hard
damn it! I'm gonna
nipples.
Tell y'all what it is.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend.
Sorry,
guys. This pot is about to get really weird. I have really
big nipples.
Hold on.
I have really big nipples
for no reason. That's why I have to wear a bra, kind of. But I don't wear a bra.
You have big nipples?
Big nipples. And my ex...
Hold on.
So my ex would be like, you could just walk by a wet t-shirt contest and you win. You ain't even in it. He'd be like, you ain't even in it. You just got to walk by.
Her nipples are harder than Chinese arithmetic.
I don't know how to ask this without being
This is it. Not hard. It's not even hard.
I have big nipples. Wait, do you have titty rings?
First of all, they're called piercing.
I was about to say, like that's
that's just how immature.
That's not what they call.
That's how immature.
I really, that's why I keep jackets on and shit because it's not because I'm insecure about anything else. It's my nipples.
Is that why your nipples are hard? Because you have piercing?
No, they're not always hard. They're big. They're big.
Okay.
So they're just big.
No, because they're hard now.
No, they're not hard.
So they were,
oh, they're just they big.
They're just big.
So they were flaccid when they were.
They're like this. They're like this.
So they're like gummy bears.
They're like little
they're
baby
hard?
Toes.
They're like. They're like what? Say, wait, what did she say?
Sounds like the pinky toe. Time out. That's a big nipple, yo. Hold on, wait.
Pinky toe, my small.
Remember for Superbad? Like,
no, this is your pinky toe
guys,
right here.
This is a Superbad reference, no, if anybody knows.
Your nipple look like this.
Hey, Shaq, get out of here, Shaq.
Hey, yo.
Do y'all not? Okay.
What?
All right, context. Y'all watch Superbad, the movie?
Love Superbad. Yeah, love
okay.
it.
That's what he says. He's like, they're like little baby toes. That's what I was
bro,
saying.
That's a lot
bro,
of nipples.
Put your sock on.
I don't mind a big nipple. A big areola is probably where I draw.
I don't have
why
a big areola.
Wait, I know you're not.
Nipple.
You got something against a big areola?
I don't know. Big areolas are weird.
That's a chocolate chip cookie, my nigga.
But if it's not
a
proportioned,
chocolate chip cookie.
It's like a brown pepperoni pizza.
So what you got against big nipples?
I don't. I just say yours are always hard.
They're not. That's just how they are. I wake up like this.
Because they're not yours.
They're not
hard. Rosie wakes
bro,
up with the nipples on
they
go.
They came.
Bro, I'm going to say something.
They were installed hard.
No, I'm going to say something. That has nothing to do with my implants.
Guys. Yeah. Doctor installed.
No, you know who used to always say shit about that?
What?
Cam. Because I would when
Cam?
Cam.
Oh,
when I would be
that. Okay.
When I would be like when because when I stopped wearing
the rapper?
Bras.
Cam, our friend Cam.
Oh, I'm like
Palooza
so
Cam.
Yeah, so one time I wore to one of his events, I wore like a white shirt, no bra. And he was like, so you was
standing at
to,
attention?
He was like, you just not gonna leave the nipples home? And I was like, bro, how am I leave them home? The fuck?
Well, yeah, I never looked at your nipples, period.
It's hard to miss. They're hard
I mean,
to miss.
Now, yeah.
Well, no, because I cover
I mean,
them.
I know you had titties before that, so that was all
well,
right.
I didn't, but I always
well,
had
you actually,
big
yeah, you didn't. Yeah, you're right.
But also, the nipples will get your attention.
This
that's
is the
why
most
I cover
we've
them.
Ever talked about Rosie's breasts, by the way.
This is so awkward, but I love it.
It's not awkward. I'm okay.
It's not awkward. It's
like,
just
no,
like,
no, not, nigga, not to us. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Also,
to us, it's whatever.
If Nedek was here, my God, he would have been like, with it. He'd be like, yeah, you know that? That's yeah, I know y'all seen it through the jacket.
I just feel like it's been so like, you know, it's funny because like I'll read the comments,
right.
I read the YouTube, and I forget about the rosebuds and how many rosebuds are out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh yeah, like that's. Yeah, like they watch to see.
I forgot one of my
Rosie.
Boys, one of my guys.
And Rosie's been like one of the niggas for so long
that we just don't.
It's like, just so
it just
like
goes so far past our brain.
It's just
and
so
then we see something like yo,
oh, yeah,
like yo, you are attractive. I forgot.
That's wild.
Anyway, folks, this has been. A incredible episode.
Topsy-turvy.
Very roller coaster.
180 roller coaster.
It's been fun. It's been informative.
Bipolar.
But you know what? This is what you're going to get when these two. If you're a new subscriber, this is a hell of an episode for you to join.
Yeah. This is a hell of an introduction to
also,
me, Rosie, and
it's not
Kat.
Always like this, but it can get
no,
like
yeah.
this.
Of course.
We don't shy away from real shit. And today, you know, Mother's Day episode and the unfortunate incident with one of Rosie's best friends and, you know, Mama Lynch lending
thank
so
you so
many.
Much for coming through Mama yeah. Lynch.
Mama
appreciate
Lynch,
you.
A.K.A. Mama Sunshine.
Yeah,
Mama
Sunshine.
Came through.
A.K.A. Mama Say
came
Less.
Through
yeah,
and
man.
Some gems. Come
yeah.
on, Mama.
But yeah, you know, today was a difficult and interesting and informative and, you know, comforting.
I think it was comforting. I think people that listen to this.
I didn't want to do it. I know she didn't want to do it. But, you know, Kaz has been in situations where he didn't want to
do
it.
No, I thought I was okay. And then we got into the.
Oh, nigga, I knew I was.
No, I was like, I'm good. Because I was going. I got a pep talk before I walked up here.
Yeah.
Nah. I knew I was. As soon as.
He said, do what you do. You good. You're going to be okay. All right, cool. I came upstairs. Everything was good.
Yeah.
And then.
My bad, y'all.
When you started doing. No, it was low.
When
he started crying, I was damn it.
I tried my hardest. I literally tried my hardest.
It was you. It wasn't Cass.
I know
you started crying and you got in your bag, I was like,
I literally tried my hardest not to make it about, you know, my situation because we had such a great, great, beautiful black woman on the show speak about her kids and And I was just like, bro, like, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. And when y'all started asking me, that's when I was just like, fuck, like, do I get up and walk out or do I just lean in and talk?
COVID-19 moves fast. And now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
And I'm proud of you for talking, bro.
You know what I did? I got up and walked out.
And you're not wrong. Neither one of us are wrong or right.
Both are okay. Proud of you for sticking it through. Proud of you for sticking it through. And I'm proud of y'all because I know a lot of people will never admit it, but this is something that a lot of people go through and a lot of things that they had to hear. I know Mother's Day isn't the easiest day for a lot of people. I know holidays in general aren't the easiest for a lot of people.
A lot of shit that's celebrated that is not okay that is for a lot of people. It's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. So,
and to the people that have their mothers, hold them close, celebrate them, give them their flowers, and just be with them and treat them and whatever the case is. And not just on Mother's Day, any day, every day of the week.
That's a fact.
And so happy Mother's Day to your mother. Happy Mother's Day to your mother.
You didn't call your mother, guys.
Happy.
You said you was gonna call your mama.
Your mother.
Let me see if my mom picks.
Call your mama.
Let's see if Mama Kaz.
I think my mom's mad at me.
Oh shit! What did you do?
My mom does this though. She'll get mad at me right before holidays, so she knows I go hard.
That's your bad bitch.
It's a good.
That's your bad bitch. Mama Kaz a bad bitch.
Get it, Mama Kaz.
Hold on.
You better spend the bag, nigga. Yeah.
She is. That's who she is.
I get it. I love it.
I don't think she's going to pick up.
That's all right.
What?
That's all right.
If she don't pick up, then,
that's all right.
You know.
She know her baby boy wants to.
There she
goes. There we go.
Hey, mommy.
Hello.
Can you hear me? You're live on the podcast right now, okay? So don't say anything that will embarrass me.
Say it, mama. Say it, Mama Cass.
Hey, mommy. How you doing? You okay?
I'm good.
That's good. It's where everybody's good. Say hey, Rosie's here.
Hi, mom.
Hey, mama.
She's here.
How you doing? I'm all right,
that's
baby.
Wolf. That's our producer as well. I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I love you. And you're such a wonderful mom. And thank you so much for raising me and my brother and teaching me everything that I needed to know about becoming a parent. And still learning every day.
There you go.
My mom not go.
I know, you know, relationships aren't the easiest sometimes, but I just want to tell you how much I love you and thank you so much for always being there for me, even when I'm being a knucklehead. And you know, you're just the best mom ever, mom. And I love you so much. Okay. I love you so much. And Auntie too. Is Auntie there? Tell Auntie.
Mom.
My second mom. Auntie, I love you so much as well. You guys.
Can you see her?
Yes, I can see you. They can hear you.
Where's mom? Let me tell her. Mom, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much. You raised such an amazing man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Love you, Mom. You already know what it is.
God damn it.
I love you too, mama. It's a Mother's Day episode, and I'd feel silly if I didn't FaceTime you real quick and just tell you how much I love you, okay, mama? So
thank you, baby. I love you so much.
Oh, my God, mom! Oh, my God!
It was a pleasure to raise you. You know you are.
Oh, man. It was a pleasure.
You're so cute.
I love you so much, mommy. Okay, I'll call you after I'm done. Okay. It's
a pleasure to raise you.
But the burner boy.
All right, mama.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, mom. All right, I'm going to go for the trifecta. Let me call baby mama.
Hold on, wait.
Call the wife.
Let me see.
All right, now I'm going to call my mom. She don't speak English.
We got.
Sorry, guys.
That'd even be better. That ain't better. Like, as soon as these mama calls are done, we'll take it home. But we got to I gotta make sure she's hopefully she's probably all with the baby and tied up. Like, why are you calling me right now?
No, baby. What do you want? What do you want? What do you
want? It's not easy, man. All right, go ahead and call your mama. I'm gonna call Jazz again. Okay. I'll try and edit this too, so it doesn't look like we're.
There's a lot of.
Make it look like it's smooth, yo.
Mom answer.
Yeah.
About to. She always answers.
Right. Uh-oh.
Here she goes. I got her.
Jess? Okay.
Hey, baby girl.
What's up, Boopy?
Look at the dad in him.
Hey, mom, baby girl. I'm just the podcast. Oh, you're live on the podcast right now. It's a special Mother's Day episode, and I just want to tell you how much I love you, and you are the greatest mother in the entire world. You gave me the greatest gift I've ever given in my entire life. Thank you so much for being the person that you are. Thank you so much for being the partner that you are. Thank you so much for just dealing with all my stuff and just being just an incredible partner in my life and my friend and my lover and just, I appreciate you
so
much.
We love you. Man. He said all that to say we love you.
We love you so much, baby.
Love you, Jazz.
We say, love you.
Say hi
love
to you, the
Jazz.
Guys.
Happy Mother's Day, Jazz.
Happy Mother's Day. That's some mom shit. You see? See what we're talking about?
I was about to say, she would be on camera. I don't know if you heard, but the boobies are out. She's feeding.
I'm so quiet, like my voice means you can see my boobs or something.
I'm like, you know, we can't see you, we can still hear you.
I know. Thank you so much.
Hey,
and I love you too, love all of you guys. Ruby says hi.
Hey, Ruby.
I'll be there soon.
Oh,
Ruby.
Hey, Ruby.
We love you.
Hey, guys. Everybody say hey.
Hey, hi. Say hi. Come
where's
on.
Where's Jazz Boobs are on there,
say love.
Hey, baby girl.
Bro, this,
all
is,
right.
This is the cover art for the latest video.
Hey, Boobie.
My mouth.
I'll
not
be
my
home
mouth.
Soon, okay, baby? I love not you so mouth. Much. I just wanted that's to tell weird. You and tell everyone on the podcast, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, baby girl. I'll be home soon. I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She don't love you back.
She don't love me back. That's good. That's a joke, guys. Jesus Christ.
All right, can we finally end?
Hold on, my mom's on.
Oh, we got mama right there. Hey. Mama.
Mommy.
Speak all Spanish. All Spanish.
Estamos haciendo algo para el Día de la Madre. So, estamos llamando para felicitarte. Como una loca, ¿verdad? No, pero nadie te va a ver.
Sí.
No,
hola.
Mira, feliz día de la madre, mam.
Hola, madre.
Happy Mother's Day. Eso, para eso te llamamos ya.
Okay.
Está bien. Te llamo ahorita. Okay. Bye, baby.
Oh, man.
She's like, como una loca. You call me looking crazy. Damn, my mom's crazy.
I would call my mother, but.
She's like, you.
She's, no. But she's with us in the room.
All right, on Father's Day, I'm going to cry.
No.
We're going back together. God damn, why I got to cry with everybody?
I'll say this. Ma, thank you. Ma, yo, you my nigga? Yeah, I appreciate you. I already cried this episode, so I don't have to cry right now. But
woof.
You know.
Woof. You got your parents?
Dan, can I talk to my mom?
No, because he was sentimental about your shit, so I felt like he lost somebody.
Mm. Okay, good.
Nah,
good,
you know, Ma, that. Thank you. You know, you always gave me Skittles.
The power pills.
Not the power pills.
You know, I share one of my first drinks with you.
Wow.
You always told me it's okay to eat by yourself and go places by yourself.
It is.
You always told me to figure it out. And that's what I've been doing since you left. And you always told me that you are my child. And every time she saw me say something, do something, she'd be like, yeah, that's my child. So happy Mother's Day to you. Hopefully I will see you soon
and we could
not that soon.
Hold on, wait.
No, I'm not
time
going
out.
Nowhere.
Time out.
But no, I you know, I want to see.
Are you okay? You gonna talk about some shit?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cause listen.
But yeah, I want to share another drink with you, and I miss you, Nikki. Miss you, Raymond. Your husband miss you. Taylor, your granddaughter misses you, and everybody around you that you loved and shared affection with misses you. So I share this drink with you. You know, happy Mother's Day. My family right here loves you. You know, the friends and family that you knew love you and miss you. So, love you, Sydney. And
damn, Sydney, I love you too.
Have a great day.
We love you, Sid.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. Like we do at this time, make sure you subscribe. YouTube.com/Kazeem. Make sure you subscribe, Apple, Spotify, everywhere. TikTok. We are TikToking now.
Hey, make sure if you subscribe to Kaz TikTok, you do mine too. Okay?
Popping, yes.
How about that?
I mean, I have TikTok, but like I ain't, it's low-key UHCN. So
hey, we ticking, we talking. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all that. And but most importantly, YouTube.com/Kazeem. But like we do at this time, every time.
Yep.
Stay free.
Yep.
Stay safe.
Yes.
And no.
Always.
Say less.
We'll see you next week.
Gang. Love y'all.
Later.